And now a story about one girl's struggle to graduate from high school. Radio rookie Danielle Motendabega has a major hurdle in her way, the U.S. History Regents exam. She has tried to pass it three times before, and it's the only thing keeping her from a high school diploma. Danielle's situation isn't so unusual. Almost one-third of New York City students don't graduate in 4 years, and for many of them, especially English language learners like Danielle, one of the biggest stumbling blocks is the state's Regents exams.
For a lot of students, global history is the hardest exam to pass. But I found it easy. Maybe because I had it when I was in the Congo. But U.S. history, there is too much information and too many presidents. In the Congo, there are only 11.
Maybe this is just one of those subjects you can't get.
My best friend Bray and I had almost all our classes together.
Maybe it's just something about the work you don't understand. Maybe you wasn't focused. Maybe you need that extra push. And maybe no one was giving that to you.
Bray is talking about the fact that I have done almost everything on my own. I came to the U.S. when I was 13 and didn't speak English. My mom stayed in the Congo. I live with my stepmom and my dad. But he left, and we ended up in a homeless shelter. 5 different shelters over 3 years. It was horrible, and I hated every minute of it. But I worked hard in high school. My average was an 85, and I had more credit than I needed. Why couldn't I graduate?
Stop! Be serious! Come on!
Serious.
No!
I'm always serious.
When Britt and I get together, we like to just walk around the city and just talk about anything. Like what happened right before graduation last year.
Miss Nieves came in and gave everybody envelopes and said, "This envelope is going to tell you whether you graduate or not." That moment was like a heart-pounding moment.
Miss Nieves said, "Danielle, I need to see you." I was shaking. Like, what is the problem? I went out in the hallway, and she told me, "I don't want you to panic, but you did not make it." I failed my U.S. History Regents by 5 points.
I knew what had happened. Like, I was like, she didn't pass.
I was really angry at myself. I didn't want to talk to anybody because they were just say, "It's going to be okay." No, it's not. That I wasn't going to graduate with my friends, it's going to be there for the rest of my life. All my friends are moving on, but I have to go back to my old high school again and again and again.
Hello.
Like today, I bump into my science teacher from junior year.
Yes.
I want to be like hi and bye and not go into details about why I'm not in college yet.
You want to get some credits?
No, I got past the region.
But oh my God, here we go again.
Okay. But these were men who criticized society. Ernest Hemingway.
I go to school in nightmare.
Now you have read their books, right?
Yes.
I don't play.
When kids are cursing and making noise in class, I'm like, just let her teach. At the end of the day, we're just here to pass this exam. This is the fourth time I'm taking U.S. history. I had already been accepted to college and was planning to go last September. So I took the exam for the second time last summer, but I failed. A week later, I found out my dad passed away. Then I had to take the class a third time. I was so excited after that last test. I was like, I'm done. But I failed by 2 points. I guess things might have been different if my mom or dad had been around to meet with my teachers. I live with my older brother now, and it's good. Can't ask for more. But there are times I'm on my own. Like the morning I couldn't find my school metro card and had only a dollar. My brother was at work and I needed to get to school from the Bronx. I walked up to the lady in the subway booth, greeted her, and told her what happened. She said, that's your parents' responsibility. I told her I don't live with my parents.
I don't live with my parents.
In the end, I did make it to school. I just take care of things myself. Like, I went recently to see my guidance counselor to talk about my transcript and my options. But she didn't want to talk or be recorded. So I walked with her from her office to the elevator and just kept on asking her questions. She told me she doesn't really know about my struggles to pass the regents. And she said she didn't really know me that well. In my mind, I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I was her student for 3 years, and I was in a program she ran with just 10 other kids.
Oh my God.
If she can help me, maybe someone way higher can.
Stop doing rote standardized test prep. Stop. Focus on good teaching, on rich instruction.
That's John King, the head of the New York State Department of Education. I got a chance to talk to him at an event at NYU. He had guys in suits with earpieces standing by him. I guess he's the boss.
But do you think this one specific region, which I fell by a few points, will help me be ready or for college for the next school year, and why?
Yeah. Well, so the reason the regents set up the requirements for graduation to include U.S. history is because they believe, and I believe, that it's really important that students know American history so that they can not just be successful in college and careers, but also as citizens. So I think there's a lot of value there, and, you know, we want to do everything we can to support our schools and supporting our students so that they don't end up in the situation that you're in.
I explained to him that my school is closing down because the graduation rate is so low. I also tell him how hard I have worked.
Well, I really admire your stick-to-itiveness and your persistence, right? A lot of folks give up, and so I just would encourage you to keep at it.
I'm taking the regents for the last time this month. If I pass, I will be so relieved and proud. But what I don't tell Commissioner King is that if I fail this time, it's over and I'm done. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Danielle Mutindabeka.
Danielle will find out how she did on her exam by the end of the week. Her story was produced by Kari Pitkin and is part of American Graduate, a public media initiative addressing the dropout crisis, supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You can see more of the stories at Schoolbook.org.